AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Israel and the U.S. are pounding Iranian targets. Iran and Iran-based groups are hitting back. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the Iranian people now have a chance to move forward.
Turns out the regime who chanted death to America and death to Israel was gifted death from America and death from Israel. This is not a so-called regime change war, but the regime sure did change, and the world is better off for it.
Hegseth says the U.S. is not engaged in nation building in Iran, and there is a clear mission, adding, this is not Iraq, this is not endless. There are reports of damage at the Ras Tanura oil terminal in Saudi Arabia. Middle East analyst Torborn Solvet says the initial reaction was not extreme.
That was partly based on the fact that we hadn't seen any confirmed major damage to regional energy infrastructure. And that has now changed. And so that's why this attack against the Ras Tanura oil refinery, which can process about 500,000 barrels per day, why it's such a significant development.
The military says Kuwait has mistakenly shot down three American F-15E Strike Eagles while Iran was attacking with aircraft, ballistic missiles, and drones. Central Command said all six pilots ejected safely. They're in stable condition. The Gulf state of Qatar, meantime, said its Air Force shot down two Iranian bombers. The UN's nuclear chief, Rafael Grossi, was asked about nuclear targets.
There might be something there, but not significant or comparable in any way to what we saw last time. This is, and we are getting information regularly.
Iran's ambassador to the International Atomic Energy Agency says airstrikes targeted the Natanz nuclear enrichment site. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are falling on Wall Street, and oil prices are rising sharply on worries that the war in the Middle East will slow the global flow of crude. Oil prices jumped about 7%. That's likely to mean higher prices at gas pumps, as well as steeper fuel costs for all kinds of businesses. The S&P 500 fell 0.3% in the first hour of trading Monday. Airlines and cruise lines had some of the biggest losses. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gave up 195 points. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.1%. Treasury yields rose in the bond market as worries about inflation increased. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note climbed to 4.04%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Emergency services in South Africa say at least six people died when part of a building collapsed in Johannesburg. Two others were trapped under rubble. Three others are missing. It's believed part of the building was under construction. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.